AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will get a look at hurricane damage today.
And to Puerto Rico because they haven't been taking very good care of. We've been trying like hell to catch up from the last hurricane. I want to see the state of affairs today and make sure we push anything we can.
Puerto Rico was hit by Hurricane Fiona. 2 weeks after the storm hit, thousands are still without power. Hurricane Ian churned across Florida last week. The president plans to see the damage there Wednesday. Kevin Guthrie is with the Florida Division of Emergency Management.
We continue to have a number of individuals over 600,000 that are without power.
At least 68 people have been confirmed dead, 61 in Florida, 4 in North Carolina, and 3 in Cuba. Hurricane Orlean has hit the Mexican coast near the resort city of Mazatlan. On her first day on the bench, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson asked her first question.
As far as I know, Congress used the term adjacency and didn't adjust it to try to make clear the touching requirement that you say was intended by the term.
The Supreme Court says it won't intervene in a lawsuit in which Dominion Voting Systems accused MyPillow founder Mike Lindell of defamation for falsely accusing the company of rigging the 2020 presidential election against former President Donald Trump. The Supreme Court says it will hear two cases seeking to hold social media companies financially responsible for terrorist attacks. Swedish scientist Svante Paabo has won the Nobel Prize for Medicine for unlocking the secrets of Neanderthal DNA.
What my own group and my biggest interest is actually to study the genetic differences between present-day people and our closest relatives, the Neanderthals, particularly genetic changes that exist in everybody today, or almost everybody.
The research offers insights into our immune systems. The Russian military is acknowledging Ukrainian forces have broken through Moscow's defenses in the strategic southern Kherson region. This is AP News. Doctors are warning the upcoming flu season could be nasty. A big clue comes from countries that have already gone through flu season.
Australia and New Zealand have had flu seasons that essentially are to pre-pandemic levels.
Flu specialist Richard Webby at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis says flu cases hit historically low levels during the pandemic and is poised for a comeback.
We've got kids who are now 2 years older getting their first exposure to flu than typical.
Webby's message, everyone should get a flu shot. The elderly should get the extra strength kind.
And the reason for that is that they just don't respond as well as healthy adults or children do to the normal flu shot.
And what about flu and coronavirus shots?
The evidence suggests that there really is no downside to getting them together.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.